This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Is being pro-life like supporting torture? We're fighting back at the U.N.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The committee has found that laws, and this committee has found this repeatedly, that laws that criminalize termination of pregnancy in all circumstances can violate the convention. In 2006, we found that Peru's legislation severely restricted access to voluntary abortion, even in cases of rape, leading to grave consequences, including the unnecessary deaths of women, and putting women's health at grave risk in certain circumstances. I'm wondering how you respond to these concerns and the concern of NGOs that a ban in all circumstances puts women's lives and health at risk and can cause women severe pain and suffering.
The Holy See, in agreement with and as directed by the convention itself, condemns torture, including for those who are tortured and killed before they are born.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
In Canada, between 2000 and 2011, 622 babies born alive after a failed abortion procedure were left to die. And in 2005, 66 babies were subjected to similar deaths in the United Kingdom. Such a cruel methods of late abortion truly constitute torture.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we're focusing in on this move at the United Nations by the Center for Reproductive Rights, basically the largest, I'd say, abortion lobbying organization internationally. So they, partner with groups like Planned Parenthood and others to push abortion to the point where being pro-life is now an endorsement of torture. Being pro-life is somehow violating the rights of the child on the Convention of Rights of the Child at the UN. They've also complained under that treaty as well. And so here we have a unique position because, you know, a situation because the Vatican has a special status at the United Nations, different than a group like we do through the European Center for Law and Justice as an NGO or Center for Reproductive Rights on the other side of an issue as an NGO. They're actually able to ratify conventions in a more limited way because, of course, the city state that is the Vatican or the Holy See is different than having, a full operating nation. But at the same time, folks, what you're seeing is this push to demonize. And we say that because, again, if you're supporting torture by being pro-life, that is a demonization of the pro-life position internationally. That somehow supporting legislation, just supporting pro-life legislation, makes you a human rights abuser at the top level. I mean, you are someone who is basically, you're committing crimes against humanity. You're committing torture. And, of course, you'd be violating conventions. The push here is to have the Vatican de-recognized. They've never liked that, these pro-life, pro-abortion organizations. But also to make it where at the international level, when we're speaking and when we're working on these issues, the human rights issues, that you cannot be pro-human rights and pro-life. I know it sounds outrageous, folks, the idea that, again, you could question, can you really be pro-abortion like these groups and be pro-human rights? That's a serious question. But the idea that supporting life is tantamount to supporting acts of torture carried out, intentionally to cause physical pain. We're taking your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. We'll talk to David French and Than Bennett. We are getting our team activated at the European Center for Law and Justice. They've already been working on this, actually, at the United Nations, but they're going to take it to the next level now. We're preparing now what we can do to continue to fight back on this. So much of it at the United Nations, folks, is showing up and making sure the other side of this debate is heard loud and clear. If you want to join us, you can call now, our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, or Stand Up for Life at ACLJ.org. You can go to ACLJ.org. We got a brand new petition. We need your support. Go to ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255. Oh, no.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Check out aclj.org. Now, my interview from Fox News this morning, more on the IRS scandal, new documents revealed, new emails that really make it clear what we already knew, but they spell it out in a way that just makes it impossible to deny that Washington, D.C., the IRS headquarters, their national headquarters here in Washington, was running the targeting program of conservatives. And these emails now spell it out. I mean, they say, we're coordinating this, we're handling this, we're not going to move forward on any of these approvals without approval in Washington, D.C. So the emails, again, they spell it out, they make it clear, underscoring what Democrats have refused. I say Democrats because this is very partisan now. They have refused to admit that it was only conservative groups. They refuse to admit that this was only conservatives who were treated this way. And yet, if you look at the BOLO list that they were talking about, and how do you define a Tea Party group? And you just check these out. This was written by Lois Lerner a month before the scandal really broke. So this was in April of 2013. She talked about, well, of course, we know the terminology on the BOLO list, the words Tea Party, Patriot, 912, those three. But also, if you may have an impact. That was one of the reasons why they flag you may have an impact on legislative or community issues, that you are pro-small government, a more limited government, or debt. So you're against the debt, and you're doing education. So you're educating your community. And somehow that makes you now this high-profile concern for the IRS. That you are now no longer to be trusted as a 501c4 organization. I talk about it. Again, it brings attention back to the issue. We're still in federal court. Again, folks, we represent 41 clients, and we'll have more on that as we go. If you want to see the interview, it's up at aclj.org. We're going to go to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air. But I want to go to David and Than first. Than, we are starting to engage this both here in Washington, D.C., and around the world.
Yeah, we really are. We've been in conversations with Gregor Pupnik, who directs our ECLJ office there just this morning. You and I and also Jay have been in discussions with him. Listen, there are really two things that we're focused on right now, Jordan, and they both center on what you said in the first segment of the broadcast. We have to show up and make sure that the opposing argument is heard so that these ridiculous claims don't just carry the day. We are preparing to do so in two ways. One, by submitting legal analysis showing why this attack by the Center for Reproductive Rights is not in line with the definition definition of torture. That might sound crazy, but you have to do it. You have to put that legal analysis in. And then second, we are looking for opportunities specifically at the committee level to engage with an oral intervention, to actually take the floor of the committee and engage with a verbal statement that shows why this is out of step. You have to show up. You have to make the opposing argument because, Jordan, on its face, this might be an attack on doctrine. But at its core, this is an effort to remove the Vatican from the United Nations. It's something that we've seen with the State of Israel as well.
And, David, engaging this internationally, we're looking at the options now about how to really counteract this message coming from Center for Reproductive Rights. And they have tried to also tie this to the Convention on the Rights of the Child as well, and somehow say that being pro-life violates the rights of children, which is, again, I mean, just think about that statement, that being pro-abortion is how you support children's rights. Of course, they define children a different way than we do. And then second, the idea that, and what is even more outrageous, that it is tantamount to torture and supporting or the act of torture by promoting a pro-life message or pro-life legislation.
Yeah, I mean, this is turning logic on its head. I mean, what the Center for Reproductive Rights is arguing has no basis in logic or reason or rationality. The problem, however, is that the UN often doesn't act on the basis of logic, reason, or rationality. It acts on the basis of political interests and ideological commitments. I mean, after all, this is a UN body that is dominated in some instances by regimes that are utterly opposed to civil liberties as we understand them, regimes that are utterly opposed to Christianity, utterly opposed to the United States. So sometimes it is just merely enough to put forward an argument as long as that argument is opposing the right kind of people in the eyes of the UN. And that's why we have to take this so seriously. We can't rely on logic and reason and rationality to prevail.
We're taking your phone calls, folks, 1-800-684-3110. But we can't let the UN, the United Nations, actually criminalize the pro-life viewpoint and pro-life advocacy, to criminalize that, to say that it is tantamount to abortion. Over 60,000 people have signed our petition already online at ACLJ.org. If you haven't done so, you can do it online. It just takes a minute or two to do it online. You can also call our toll-free number right now if you'd like to join that way. You can join the fight that way by calling 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org right now and sign this petition. Let's go to Phil in Colorado on line four. Phil, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Good day, gentlemen. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Center for Child Rights and the Center for Abortive Rights, isn't it exactly flipped? An abortion, to me, is a torturous process. Everything that I have read or seen or something like that, abortion is a very gruesome procedure. To me, that would constitute torture and not having an abortion.
Well, I mean, certainly that would be more logical, right? The idea, you know, because there are forced abortions happening around the world. I mean, we have countries, mega countries, superpowers, who have forced abortion policies, one-child policies you may have heard of. The idea that these decisions don't actually get to be made by the women. So, you know, it's this double standard that's promoted by so many of these pro-abortion groups, because what they're promoting is actually promoting a less choice for women. Because these are being forced upon people. And, you know, in most of the world, this is not a choice you make. This is someone else has made this decision for you. And so, again, do you err on the side of life or on the side of death? And to let them get away, as you said, Phil, but with calling us supporters or actually conducting, carrying out some form of torture, that's actually what they believe, that it is torture to support pro-life legislation. Think about that. And Dan, right now in Washington, D.C., We have legislation moving forward that's been introduced by Senator Graham, Senator McConnell, a 20-week abortion ban.
Yeah, we certainly do. And, I mean, we talked about this yesterday on the broadcast, Jordan. If you were going to try to come up with a list of things that constitute torture, you know, abortion, at least some forms of it, might be very high on that list, whereas just advocating a pro-life position certainly wouldn't be. But think about it in terms of this. That legislation that you're talking about that's been put forward by Senator Lindsey Graham, which would outlaw most abortions after 20 weeks. Just simply advocating that position, putting that idea forward, according to the Center for Reproductive Rights, would violate the Convention on Torture. So not only does it address the pro-life issue, Jordan, but it addresses this issue of sovereignty for the United States. We can no longer put forward our pro-life ideas without violating this international treaty.
Folks, take a listen to this. This is Robbie George, who is now the chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, also a Princeton University professor, talking at actually the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast. So he's a message to Catholics directly. Take a listen, Bite 19.
My friends, the days of acceptable Christianity are over. The days of comfortable Catholicism are past. It's no longer easy to be a faithful Christian, a good Catholic, an authentic witness to the truths of the gospel. It's not easy anymore. There are costs to discipleship, costs that are burdensome and painful to bear.
Now, folks, we can think about this from a number of ways. One, of course, the persecuted, those who are killed or imprisoned because of their faith. And we speak out for our brothers and sisters who are persecuted. That's one way. But there's also this idea, the demonization of a religious faith. The idea that if part of your faith is a pro-life message, that you can no longer be against torture and be pro-life. That you can't really be a Christian values kind of country or nation and also support human rights. That's tantamount to torture, to actually the act of torture. That's the point that we're at, folks, and we have to speak out at the United Nations. We have to take it seriously because we're steps away from some judge here and ultimately possibly some justice here at the U.S. Supreme Court saying, well, at the UN, you know, the General Assembly passed this resolution saying this is tantamount to torture. So, you know, this kind of legislation, like we're talking about domestically here, a 20-week ban of abortions after 20 weeks, that will somehow be violating international law and international norms and standards because that would be tantamount to torture. There is a big picture here. It is not just to make a point at the United Nations. They want something done. They know that there are a lot of restrictions on abortions moving throughout the entire world, not just here in the United States, but of course here in the United States. And because of that, they're fighting back. It's our turn now to respond. If they're going to make these kind of abusive claims are so ridiculous, it's hard to take seriously. I know you're listening to say, really seriously, abortion, torture, being pro-life is now torture. We've got to speak out. Stand up. Go to ACLJ.org. Join the 60,000-plus people who have already spoken out. Or call now, 877-989-2255. We've got a brand-new petition, 60,000-plus now. We need you to join. Do it at ACLJ.org right now.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Do you believe being pro-life means that you also support and are engaged in acts of torture? Now, you may say, Jordan, why are you asking that? That's a bizarre question to be asking right now. Of course, I don't think that. Because the Center for Reproductive Rights, a very large international abortion lobbying organization, they're an NGO at the UN, so are we, though, through the European Center for Law and Justice, has put forward that position that the Vatican, the Holy See, cannot have a pro-life position and be a signature, a signatory to the Convention Against Torture, which most of the world is. Remember, the Vatican has the city-state status, so they are recognized uniquely at the United Nations and are able to ratify these kind of conventions or treaties. And so they are now saying you can't do that because you can't be pro-life and also be against torture. Seriously, folks, that you can't pledge to not commit torture and also be pro-life. Now, if you go through the list of countries who are members of this, I mean, it's most. You've got countries who are right now engaged in chemical warfare against their own people in Syria, countries who carry out very strict forms of Islamic law, cut off limbs for punishment, of course, sentence people to death because of speech or their religious faith and execute them. You've got countries who have horrible labor human rights records, but they're focusing in on the Vatican and the pro-life beliefs of the Catholic Church. Now, you may say also, okay, but that's great. It's at the UN. How could this affect me? Well, there's legislation moving right now in the United States for a ban on abortion after 20 weeks. It has wide support in the country. Washington is controversial. It's a partisan, kind of lines up Republican-Democrat issue. There are some crossovers, but not many. But if you look at the polls, overwhelmingly, there is so much support for a ban like this. But if you look at this kind of language, if it makes its way through the United Nations and into some resolution at the General Assembly, supporting that kind of ban would be like supporting torture. And that idea that somehow U.S. law could conflict with international norms, international standards, has already been thought about. The use of that has been thought about by our courts. Usually they haven't gone that far. But they've certainly already put it out there that international standards may at some point impact U.S. law. And so, again, folks, that's how it ties back around. They're not just saying this to say it. They're not complaining about it just to complain. We need your help. You can go to aclj.org now and sign our petition. Over 64,000 people have done so as I'm talking to you right now. You can do it at aclj.org. You can also call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Christy calling in from Oregon online too. Christy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for what you do. You know, they always turn everything around to distract us from the truth. They're killing babies for money, period. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar huge business. And if they think torture is to hear about it and learn about it or see the graphic truth of the pictures of how they cut little tiny innocent babies into pieces, one piece at a time, or burn the baby with the chemicals, what kind of horrible torture do they think that baby's suffering? And then subsequently the mother, for killing her own baby, she suffers mentally terribly later most times.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And, Christy, you know what's happening, too, and we've been working on this. If you go to ECLJ.org, our European affiliate, the European Center for Law and Justice, which is based in Strasbourg, France, but we do a lot of work at the United Nations. The tables have been turned on this issue to an extent. The Catholic Church is also speaking out and said, listen, the truth is that the torture is the abortion, and the idea of this procedure is what the Catholic Church is opposed to torture, and it's because the procedures that you're permitting, that is torture. That is what the real issue is here. And so, again, there is a way to voice the true concerns, to get the message across. Let's take this opportunity, as you said, Christy, where they try to ignore what's really happened and focus in on the truth about the procedure itself and what happens. And we actually have heard from an archbishop who's actually the ambassador, a permanent ambassador from the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva. Take a listen.
In Canada, between 2000 and 2011, 622 babies born alive after a failed abortion procedure were left to die. And in 2005, 66 babies were subjected to similar deaths in the United Kingdom. Such a cruel methods of late abortion truly constitute torture.
So you've got UN experts accusing the Catholic Church of torture because of its teachings on abortion, literally because of its views, its beliefs on abortion. And they're turning it around and saying, we condemn torture of anyone, including those tortured and killed before they are born. And you heard the statistics there. That is the true torture. If you believe in that, folks, if you believe in that strong pro-life message, we want you to take a stand with us now. We are just beginning to fight back here, planning on what we'll do at the UN, planning on what we're going to do here domestically as well. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or sign the petition at aclj.org. David, to me, this is a story, and it's something happening. It has to be shared because you can hear this for a second and be like, you got to be kidding me. Even reading through their own document, and it's absurd in nature. On the one hand, when they testify, and this is the pro-abortion lobbyist at the UN, when they testify, they try to make it about, early on in pregnancy and these absolute bans on abortion, that's somehow torture. But when you actually look at the document, being pro-life, having a pro-life position, even supporting something like a ban on abortion after 20 weeks, that to them is tantamount to torture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of the issues is we've had many people say to us, no, surely you're exaggerating. This isn't right. I mean, on social media, a few people have said, what? Are you making this up? We're not making this up. I mean, I'll read again what I read yesterday, and that is, that this is the position of the Center for Reproductive Rights. The rights of freedom of speech and of religion extend only so far as they do not undermine women's reproductive rights. And they go on to say that advocating the pro-life point of view violates Articles 1, 2, and 16 of the Convention Against Torture. We're not making this up. You can read this document on our website. This is what's being argued before the UN. And as I said earlier, the UN and many of these committees are dominated by people who are less interested in reason and logic and good legal argument than they are in figuring out ways to attack the church, attack the United States, and restrict civil liberty.
The phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, our broadcast continues. Delza calling in from Maine on line 3. Delza, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. I'm so glad that you guys are standing up for this. I'm hoping you'll use some video evidence of the baby and how the baby is tortured when it is killed within the mother's womb. And also, whether a woman chooses to kill her baby or whether she is forced to kill her baby, both suffer enormous torment. So if you want to talk about torture, there's where the torture lies. It seems like they're saying what is good is evil and what is evil is good. And in inverting that, I'm so glad you can stand up for what is good, truly good.
Well, thank you so much, Delza. And folks, let me remind you, we have another 30 minutes of the broadcast. Continue to call 1-800-684-3110. If you want to voice your opinion or ask a question, we will be live, 1-800-684-3110. If you're holding on the line, we will take your phone calls. Folks, we need you to stand up here. We need you to go to aclj.org, sign the petition online. Over 64,000 people have done so already, standing up for the protection of a pro-life viewpoint. We got to fight for it, folks. You can't take these things for granted. If you want to join by phone, you can call now, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. I encourage you, get involved in this issue. All of us who are pro-life need to take a stand. Do it at ACLJ.org.
This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. We have been talking about this move at the United Nations to criminalize a pro-life viewpoint. Not even just pro-life laws or saying that those laws violate things like the Convention Against Torture or the Convention on the Rights of a Child, but also the pro-life viewpoint itself. Now, this is being turned on the pro-abortion movement because of the born alive abortion issues that are going on around the world. We've talked about it here in the United States, but it's also happening around the world. And so this is being turned around, and there's a push now to say, well, what about, is it torture to have these incidents of abortion on born alive children, you know, where they commit the abortion if a child is halfway being born? And they still allow for the abortion procedure. At what point does that become torture? So turning the issue around, this is how you fight back, folks. You got to be, in a sense, creative and to think, okay, how do we respond, not just by words but by actions as well? We need you to stand up with us, though. We've got over 60,000 people on the petition. You can join it by going to aclj.org or calling now, 877-989-2255. I want to go right to the phones. Dina calling in from North Carolina on line 6. Dina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Well, I have 2 points, and the first one being that if they're calling it torture, then to me that says that is troubling their conscience. And if they're making a choice to act against their conscience, then they're in agreement that that act is wrong. And then secondly, most women report afterwards that they are bothered, they're troubled, deeply tormented by the act of abortion, and most would not have chosen abortion had they been fully informed. I had had an abortion as a young woman, came to Christ, God had me deal with it, went through a Bible study that helped me to forgive myself. God forgave me, but I needed help forgiving myself. And I can tell you, I would not have even chosen an abortion as an unbeliever had I been informed. So the information, if it's torment to them or torture to them, it's violating their conscience.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Dean. I think that there's always that, you know, they're fighting to silence. They don't want to hear your position because, you know, if enough people hear it and know about the abortion procedure itself and are exposed to what that is like, to expose to the horrors of abortion. We saw at the Gosnell trial here in the United States what that did. It had a serious impact on the pro-abortion movement because it turns people away. It makes people think twice about these procedures. So, Dina, I do believe you're right. We've got to continue to fight back. We have to continue to preach what we believe, to state what we believe. You cannot just take this position, believe it, and not speak about it. But here what we have, and I'll go to David French on this, David, because you make the point that the abortion industry, I always call it industry because it's a moneymaker. It's sick, but it's a moneymaker, that the abortion industry around the world they will change the story. Much like they kind of follow the rules of corporate public relations. You think about the big corporations out there or the tobacco industry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The last thing that they want to do is argue about abortion on the merits. So what they're always doing is misdirecting. Oh, we're not going to talk about abortion. We're not going to engage with you because all you do is hate women. Or we're not going to engage with you because what you're doing is torturing people. They're constantly changing the subject because they don't want to deal with the merits. I've been involved in the pro-life movement my entire career, and I've never once encountered the abortion industry wanting to debate this directly on the merits. They always change the subject.
And folks, this is one of those situations here. The real question is it torture to have these abortions, these born alive abortions? It's infanticide. So is that tantamount to a torture? And then does that violate the convention? What will the abortion industry say there? Well, they've tried to change the story, as David just said. Will you let them, or are you going to speak out? Call now 1-877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. Call now 877-989-2255 or sign this petition at aclj.org.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to go first to Waylon in Texas, online one, who's been holding on. Waylon, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I just got a few points I want to make. One, we need to understand that as a pro-life, and as a Christian standpoint, we understand that it's a spiritual battle all the time that's going on between God and Satan, between good and evil. You know, oftentimes these abortion rights activists stand up and they point to the God that we serve and say, why do we serve a God who allows sickness and disease and all this death to take place, but at the same time they're pointing their own fingers back in their faces, because that's exactly what they're doing when they're aborting these young infants, you know, still in the mother's womb, or even the partial birth abortions. You know, they're killing innocent kids. Another point I would like to make also is, as Christians, we don't need to always just play ball on the defensive side. We need to take a offensive standpoint and run with it. And when we have these battles occur and we face these battles in court, we need to cover all of our bases all at one time to go forth 100%.
Well, I agree with you, Waylon. I think, you know, here you do have a situation where, you know, we're talking about kind of this outrageous stance that the Center for Reproductive Rights has taken, but you've got the pro-life community, and we've been very involved in this issue at the European Center for Law and Justice, turning the tables. And so in a sense, like you were talking about, this proactive response, and not even just response, this was being done on its own, so it was not just reactive. But these abortion procedures, certainly those late-term abortions, that is tantamount to a violation of the Convention Against Torture. And so, again, looking at it proactively, but also having to respond, because if you don't respond to this, that becomes a viewpoint. I mean, that's how we got to where we are. Is it, Waylon, too many people were quiet in the 60s and the 70s about the abortion issue? No one wanted to talk about it. No one spoke publicly about it. And so it's taken decades just to pull back a little, to restrict some abortion procedures, to have any rules whatsoever governing abortion. So again, I think you have to realize the situation we're in, how we got there, and we don't want to do that again. You have to continue to speak out, continue to make it an issue, and that's what we're doing, folks. Let's go back to the phones. Mary calling in from California on line 4. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to give a little bit of my story. I was in college. I was 18, and I became pregnant and went to a Planned Parenthood clinic to get a pregnancy test. I had always decided on getting an abortion, but after I was pregnant, I realized that the fetus was human and I didn't have the right to take the life of an innocent human being. But I went to the clinic just to get my pregnancy test, and I wasn't sure whether I was going to keep the baby or give the baby up for adoption. Those were the options that I thought. So I went to the clinic, and as I was sitting in the room waiting for my results, the two women came in, they shut the door, they stood in front of the door, they had papers for me to sign, and they really put a guilt trip on me for being irresponsible in keeping the baby, and the responsible thing to do would be get an abortion. There was no help for me if I wanted to keep the baby. And so they stood in front of the door and just, I was exasperated. It was quite a while. And all of a sudden, this was back in the 70s, yep. Late 70s. And so they did the pregnancy test different. And I just remember just calling out to God to get me out of there. And all of a sudden, one of the ladies looked at the, it used to be a Petri dish, and she said, oh, it's negative now. And they let me out. But that was such a scary experience to me. That was, you know, emotional torture. And I've spoken to other women since then, and their experiences are very similar to mine. And, you know, I haven't ever heard of anything like that in the media. But I've heard of several women, when they go into these clinics, it's a hard sell.
Well, you know, Mary, you know, we've unfortunately heard this story too many times. I think, you know, as you said, you know, years of the late 70s, and I thank you for being brave and calling in to tell the story, because more people like you, Mary, more people will tell the story, tell what's happened to them. And David, you know, I would say, you know, you were just talking about this during the break when we saw Mary's call, because we keep hearing from people the amount of pressure on them when they're supposed to be going, and even though it may be legal, so let's say it's legal, okay, but you go in, you discuss having this procedure, and it's as if you have no other choice. There is no choice. They talk about being pro-choice, but there's only one option, and that option, and in Mary's extreme example, is have the abortion, and you know, until we convince you, we'll just keep you here.
Well, you know, that's the irony that's always existed around the words pro-choice. By making abortion legal, what's happened is that an enormous number, millions of young women have been subjected to intense pressure to abort their children. Pressure sometimes brought by the fathers, pressure sometimes brought by parents of these young girls, pressure brought by the clinic workers themselves. So choice, I always kind of laugh at that formulation, because what has happened is that millions of women are subject to pressure and are forced into actions that they often regret for the rest of their lives. That's not really much of a choice.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-6868. 3110. Josie calling in from Utah Online 3. Josie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, thank you very much. I really enjoy your program, and I want to say God bless you and thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you very much.
My point is that I think the American people really need to really take a stand on this. They don't realize that it's just not here in the United States that we've got to be concerned ourselves with this now. In the UN, these other countries kill their own daughters. Daughters are constantly set aside to die. Human rights are constantly an issue over in those areas. So this isn't going to be an issue for them to support passing something like this. They have those issues in their own countries, and in some places don't respect those women. And those women themselves are convinced that if they can have sons, they're in a better position with their community and their husbands, and prefer to have sons over daughters. So putting children off to die to a side isn't so far off from them accepting to go ahead and go along with this idea that to commit abortion is acceptable. It's acceptable with these women who they themselves will kill their own children.
Well, I think you bring up a couple of good points, and Josie, I think the first is the forced abortion issue. The issue that, we're talking about this is somehow being pro-life is a view that you support torture. We have a caller who believes that, by the way, so we're going to take them next. But second, the idea that, what about the real problem is forced abortions, forced medical procedures against your will? Just put it that way. Even if you may be pro-abortion, you support some abortion rights, do you believe in forcing people to have those procedures? Because in many countries, this is happening around the world. And certainly, even if the government doesn't force it, it's not the woman who's making the decision ultimately. It may be her family. It may be a man. And so this idea of this, the women's empowerment angle of it, the women's rights angle of it, really falls by the wayside when you look at what's happening in most of the world. Yet these organizations are not focused on that. They're focused on what's happening in the Western world, specifically in the United States or in Western Europe. Let's go, though, to Ed in North Dakota, who says he actually believes and agrees that pro-life views are the same as torture. Ed, you're on the air.
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys. I mean, obviously, with probably most of the country, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, that pro-life means we're pro-torture. But you did say something. I'm a pretty literal person. That they said that if you're pro-life, that you're not only pro-torture, that you are also engaging in torture. They literally said that?
Yeah, that's in the document. In fact, David, if you could read from the document that we were reading through, and because it struck us, Ed, that they were so clear that even supporting pro-life legislation was tantamount to violations of the Convention Against Torture, the act of torture.
Yes, it says, page 10, and this is asking that the Committee Against Torture, constructed as part of the UN Convention Against Torture, note that the Holy See, the Catholic Church, has negatively interfered with states' attempts to develop legislation on abortion that would have better served to protect women from torture, ill treatment, and note that those actions are a violation of Articles 1, 2, and 16 of the Convention Against Torture. In other words, advocating for pro-life legislation is torture.
Yeah, Ed, I mean, extremely clear. It can't be any clearer, actually, than that. I know it's shocking, folks, to listen to. I know it's shocking to hear. Sometimes you got to hear it straight from the document. There it is. I'm glad Dave was able to read that out. Folks, take a stand here. ACLJ.org. Join the 60,000-plus people who have signed on with us. ACLJ.org. Or call now, 877-989-2255. And, folks, coming up, I was on Fox News. The IRS scandal back in focus. That'll be coming up next on Jay Sekulow Live. But take a stand on this issue for life. Go to ACLJ.org, sign our petition, join 60,000 plus people, or call 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regents Campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, in just a moment, I'm going to play for you an interview that Jordan did this morning on Fox News about this IRS issue, the new release of additional emails from Lois Lerner and other staff at the IRS detailing just how this scandal went. And a lot of this, folks, is information that we knew, but there are some relevant pieces of information that just confirmed just how deep this scandal was. And just quickly, I wanted to read for you one segment of this exchange of emails. This segment actually comes in response to Lois Lerner from additional staff. Lois Lerner had been seeking information on exactly what criteria was being used to see which of these applications for 501c4 status were being pulled and held for additional scrutiny. And I just want to read for you these four bullet points that determine which applications were being held. And a lot of this you're going to know. But number one, they were holding anything that had Tea Party, Patriots, or 912 project referenced in the case file. So they're obviously targeting anyone who was associated with a Tea Party organization. Number two, if it included issues that include government spending, government debt, or taxes. So apparently if you were concerned about excessive government spending or overreach of the government, you were suspicious. Number three, if you were trying to educate the public through advocacy or legislative activities to, quote, make America a better place to live. God forbid you would want America to be a better place to live and you would advocate for that idea. And fourth, folks, I actually think that this is the worst one. If there were statements in the case file that were critical of how the country is being run, that application was flagged and it was held for additional scrutiny. Folks, the First Amendment to the Constitution, the most important aspect of that is that it protects speech that is not popular, speech that is critical of the government, dissenting speech. Folks, if there were statements in the case file of your application that were critical of how the country was being run, that country's government, our government, targeted that application for additional scrutiny. That is just not acceptable. That is in black and white print in these new emails that have been released. Jordan was on Fox News this morning to talk about the ramifications, to talk about what it means for our litigation going forward and where we go from here. Again, this is Jordan on Fox News from this morning.
Well, new developments in the IRS scandal, the targeting scandal we've been talking about for years. Dude, it was just 2 years ago. Emails show the orders to subject conservatives to additional scrutiny came from Washington, directly contradicting claims made by former IRS official Lois Lerner. The revelation now drawing sharp criticism of the Obama administration.
It gives lie to the administration claim that this had nothing to do with the election, nothing to do with targeting opponents of the administration. The BOLO, the be on the lookout, the here's who you target, specifically says that these are groups where you can find statements in the case file that are critical of how the country is being run. That's the definition of the president's opposition. These are the people that you target. This is a major abuse of power. They covered up for 2 years, and now they say, hey, dude, 2-year-old story. so it's old news. Let's see if the mainstream media will treat it as old news, or what it really is, new news of misleading America and covering it up.
New news, and we're going to cover it. And it seems the American people agreed this is a big issue, too. A new Fox News poll finds 44% feel the IRS targeting of conservative groups is very serious. Jordan Sekulow is executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. How angry, first of all, does this make you?
Oh, it makes you very angry because we've now entered this stage for the last about 8 months of this scandal becoming public when it became public in May of last year, where we've had to face, the other party here, the Democrats, who first feigned outrage, and President Obama did, Eric Holder did, members of Congress did, and now it's as if we're making up this story, even though we keep getting evidence that shows just how deep this went. I mean, we've got members of Congress who were telling the IRS go after these groups. Another senator now, Carl Levin, is involved. Emails came out this week in the same Judicial Watch release saying he was asking the IRS to criminally prosecute these groups and to go after these groups and what kind of process was being used. And the IRS was very responsive. So again, they feigned outrage and similar to the other scandals this administration's been in, they want to act upset for a few months and then tell us that we're crazy for being for thinking this is a scandal and for filing a lawsuit.
Yep. And Democrats wanted to act as if this wasn't political. This was all political. I mean, the emails pertain to scrutiny of Tea Party groups, first of all, over two election cycles, 2010, 2012. Some of them are the same emails released to Congress, but without redactions. Remember how protective and positive that President Obama was, not only that there was no corruption, not a smidgen, but that Fox was the reason for the speculation in that interview with Bill O'Reilly? I mean, can we trust this White House?
No, I mean, that's why we have to keep, filing the lawsuits, keep doing the FOIA requests. What we found out now, Julie, through these new emails is what we already suspected. Lois Lerner, there were already emails out. Remember when she's called the Tea Party very dangerous.
Right.
But the new email that came out today, this is a month before she made the famous statement that kind of started this scandal. In this email, she is already trying to cover themselves, the IRS Washington office, for putting the Tea Party on the be on the lookout list, the BOLO list. So she actually says in there, okay, how did we develop this criteria? What did the agents interpret the Tea Party for, the people they blame this? And of course, the only way to be a Tea Party group was, you were small government, you were opposed to the current government, the current administration. And they even said that they were heightened scrutiny because they could have an impact. What does that mean? They could have an impact so that now they have to be treated differently.
Right.
And if this was really going on for everybody involved in any political activity, certainly we'd see some liberal groups. We don't see any of those. It puts to rest the White House talking points. Enough is enough. I don't know how much more information we need.
Jordan, and perhaps the most revealing letter from the IRS, then IRS Deputy Commissioner Stephen Miller, he sends Senator Carl Levin a 16-page email explaining what IRS regulations and policies may and may not be used to evaluate political groups. And in this email, Miller assures Levin that the agency has considerable leeway in picking and choosing which groups would be subject to additional scrutiny. Should we be expecting to hear from the president? Should we get an explanation after apparently stemming this whole problem and pinning it on boneheads in Cincinnati?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, the president could say, I got this information. It was obviously wrong. That would be fair. So I've never thought that we're going to see this smoking gun email with the president's name on saying, okay, do this or some document. But obviously, there were more people involved. We still don't know who all was involved. This is the internal.
Will we ever know? The true story of what happened.
There are people, Julia, our lawsuit's moving forward. I think we get to depositions. There are some people who testified that, and it really does look like their testimony, people like Carter Hull, an IRS lawyer who's on this email with Lois Lerner and Holly Paz, that their testimony wasn't accurate.
All right, Jordan Sekulow, thank you very much. That's all the time we have for this. This is a news story. We will continue to watch it.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on Fox News from this morning. We will, of course, keep you posted on the IRS issue. But, folks, as we close the broadcast today, if you want to stand for the idea that pro-life advocacy certainly does not constitute torture at the United Nations, I need you to call now 1-877-989-2255. And listen, let's be clear here. I think it's pretty obvious. The long-term goal of this attack is to kick the Holy See out of the United Nations. We have seen this pattern with the Jewish state of Israel for decades now. If you have a religious influence in your advocacy, and it is not from the Islamic perspective, there are a lot of nations there, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Organization for the Islamic Cooperation, and others. But if you're coming from a Jewish standpoint, if you're coming from a Christian standpoint, if you're coming from a pro-life standpoint, the goal is to push you out, to diminish your influence at the United Nations. If you want to stand up for the right to advocate for the unborn, call now, 877-989-2255, or sign online at aclj.org.
This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.